Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
So y'all know by now that we have built TCC on a free, marry me model. We talk about it all the time, or a give model, or the get, whatever you want to call it. It's basically built on a foundation of giving a shit ton of content and knowledge and strategy away for free so we can build a community of addicted and raving and cult-like fans. And I think what we want to talk about today is why we decided to do that and how you can structure your own business to do the same thing. Why it's very important and kind of distill some myths behind like, okay, but if I give everything away, no one's going to buy my stuff. So we want to answer some questions we've seen pop up around this topic and kind of give you some inside scoop about some like, you know, actual effects to our business that this model has done for us. So maybe you can be a little bit more confident in what you're providing for your audience for free.
Yeah, I think so many people think that if they give so much, that it's going to decrease the amount of sales they're ultimately going to get. And we've seen literally the opposite effect. Mm-hmm. It's only helped us grow our audience, grow our sales, and we've been able to just go out into the world and people just know us as a community where you're going to find answers and you're going to find a solution mm-hmm. instead of a dead end. And well, people and really value that.
Yeah. And I want to clarify too, before we go into this too deeply, we are not talking about doing work for free and providing free products or whatever the skill that you have that you are wanting to package up and sell. We are not talking about giving that away for free. What we talk about in the give or the free is what is that step zero? What is that foundation that you can help your audience get to where then you come in as the hero with your product or service to save the day, to help their frustrations, to answer all of their questions, right? Your thing is the ultimate resource. But leading up to that, how can you show up for them and be for them to build that know, like, and trust, specifically that trust factor when they do give you their money for the thing that they're very confident they're going to get their money's worth? Because I think it's kind of scary still in this, like, even though the internet's been around a while and like, you know, everyone buys online and shops online, it's still a little scary to give your money over to a stranger and expect something in return. And I think if we try to eliminate that stranger as much as possible and become friends and colleagues and peers and human beings with other people, that you create that trust a lot quicker and it's a lot more solid. And that's what giving it all away means. It's not working for free. It's not discounting your stuff. That's an entirely separate topic.
Yeah. So like, how do you go about doing this and how do you prevent it like conflicting with your sales? And so I think let's go down some routes of some different examples. So I want to start with the blog because I think that's the most basic and tend to be the thing that most people have. So your content, think about what you are writing about. If you are trying to hide something, or if you are too hesitant to give much away, your blog posts tend to be shorter. They tend to just gloss over details. And like that seems to sometimes be confusing. So think about, instead of like trying to think about it for your business, I would prefer you think about the content that you enjoy absorbing. So if you go read a blog post and it's a how to do something and you're legitimately trying to figure out how to do that thing, like someone was messaging me yesterday about how to fix this particular issue on their Squarespace site. If you were legitimately trying to fix this issue and you found a how-to blog post and it was like, I fixed it and it was so awesome, you'd be like, literally, that was stupid. But if it was step by step and went over every single thing you need to know and had pictures and graphics and like the code or like literally every step of the way, you would leave not only having fixed your problem, but been like, I'm going to bookmark this for later because this woman or man is so legit. They are super helpful. And I know that I can come back to them later as a resource.
Well, and I think going off of that example, it's a great one to use because I imagine that person who wrote that blog post is probably a web designer, right? And they probably specialize in Squarespace. And so I could easily see the fear of, well, I don't want to write a blog post that teaches my audience how to do something that I do for my clients. Like, why would I want to do that? I need job security. I'm not going to share those things. And I want to remind people that there are kind of two groups of people, the people who are just constantly going to be Googling the stuff and the how-to so they can figure it out themselves. They were never, ever, ever going to buy from you anyways. Like if they are the DIY route, if they're going to buy the Squarespace for Dummies book and read 75 blog posts on how to do it, that's them no matter what. You can't change them, so don't even try. But you can be an amazing knowledge base, an amazing resource for them to give you their traffic, their email list, or recommend you to friends that they know who aren't as DIY. Then there are also the people who are like, okay, I have just this small thing and I know I can fix it. So I'm going to Google it and I'm going to find this amazing blog post that you wrote and it showed me exactly how to change that line of code on my Squarespace site. Oh, but now since you were so giving and so helpful and you already proved me results right now with your Squarespace knowledge, I know, well, crap, I have all these products I want to upload and I have all these e-commerce questions and I have all of these other things in my Squarespace site. I might just contact this person and see how they can help me. If I were to pay them money, I wonder what else they can do for my business if I just got this tackled for free.
Yeah. And that's the exact like flow that people go through. And I'm sure you've gone through the same thing before too, but for whatever reason, when it's about your own business, you get defensive about putting that information online because you're afraid that it's going to detract. And I don't think it will. Like, I think, like she said, the people who weren't going to buy, they were never going to buy. So you just need to forget about them. And the people that you're helping, they're either going to spread the word for you or they are going to come back to you later for something else.
Well, because I think what we do is convince ourselves that like we should be set out to change the, not necessarily the negative Nancy's, but like, oh my gosh, that person just downloaded my thing, used that thing for free, and they're never going to hire me. Like how like janky, right? But if we really just show up to give amazing value and content and help for the people who we know that are in our corner, don't convince the negative Nancy's. Sorry to all the Nancy's out there, the negative Ned's, the negative Nellies, it doesn't matter. Don't worry, don't spend your energy convincing them and trying to change them. Show up and be amazing for the people who were already going to be in your corner anyways, and just think about them.
Yeah. And this rule applies to all sorts of things. So like if we talk about the podcast, okay, so we have a podcast, obviously you're listening to
it. What? Surprise. It's called the Strategy Hour and welcome.
So on this podcast, we could make it fluffy and we could, you know, talk about dogs and cats and makeup and food and, you know, things that aren't related to business, but this is a business podcast. And would you listen very long if we talked about dogs and cats and makeup and food?
Well, and I mean, maybe. Honestly, maybe. Your topic could be whatever. That's not the point.
True.
But how we could look at it is Oh, we actually wrote a blog post about this, so we're going to direct you over there. Oh, we actually have a course about this, so we're not going to touch base on it too much over here. There are some things that honestly we can strategize better just talking out and making it just like a clip, making it an episode, we're done. Could we have turned around and made that content into a program or a course or something? Sure. But that's not what this platform is used for. And we know that it is standing for us in so many other ways, expanding our audience, letting you guys know that we're like going to be dropping the knowledge bombs, bringing on really cool guests and stuff like that, that purpose serves us better in the long run. And so we might as well just give it all away. Like when we share our launch strategies in some of our episodes, or like literally how to handle a certain thing in your business, there's no point in us for hiding that, you know?
Right. No, totally. And I think it's been super helpful for us to be super action focused, because we've been able to show that we are knowledgeable and people trust us, and they come hang out with us in other places and in other ways. And you too could do the same thing. This applies to any content strategy. What if you have a blog and you want to start doing video or Facebook Live or, you know, a YouTube channel or Instagram or whatever, and you are talking to them in one place, you get their trust in that location, the likelihood of them going ahead and following you somewhere else or interacting with your content on a different platform is so much higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So another one I want to touch on, because I feel like this is the question I see get popped up all the time in our group, and it got popped up recently, so that's why it's top of mind, is when we're creating our opt-ins. So people always ask, like, okay, it doesn't matter if it's a one-page opt-in or an email e-course that's an entire opt-in or whatever it is, right? Or a free challenge. When we're kind of mapping out that content, we literally have gotten asked, like, okay, but how much do I not share? How much do I hide? How much do I not give away? And every single time when we answer that question, we say, literally give it all away, like all of it. Like, make your free thing, your opt-in, your course, your challenge, so freaking valuable that people like lose their bananas over how amazing and life-changing it was. Because that fire, that fuel, what it does is it not only gets people like, okay, cool, this thing was free, so no wonder what their paid thing is going to be. Like, it's going to be awesome. But that creates so much chatter and so much social proof when your people are able to take your free thing and actually get results, they're going to talk about it. And so it's in that share that you're getting that social proof that your thing is actually valuable. So whenever someone's asking, when they're planning their content, okay, but I can't give this thing away for free because then I won't have anything left in my course or on my webinar or whatever it may be. My answer to that always is, then you don't have enough to sell. If you're afraid that you're going to give all of it away and have nothing left, then you need to spend more time hashing out that content before you package it up to sell.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants.
With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
It's so true. And I think when you really think about the opt-in, I want to encourage you to go above and beyond. Yes, one-page opt-ins convert. And yes, you can have something super simple and it will grow your email list 100%. But if you want an opt-in that someone is going to remember and tell their friends about and share, you need to make it impactful. And so rather than have like dozens and dozens of one pagers that are content upgrades, I would prefer you put time and energy into one, two, or three really impactful opt-ins, whether it's a free course or an ebook, or I mean, it could be literally anything. It could even be your time if you wanted to go that crazy, which some people do that, but depending on what it is, you just have to pour your energy into it. I know before our opt-ins converted, like, honestly, quite terribly. Like, I mean, we got new emails, people would sign up for them, but we would get, you know, 100 new subscribers every couple weeks. Like, it was a pretty slow growth. But then when we really went out strong and we're like, okay, what legitimately leads to our paid product? Right. And our paid products are courses. And so we're like, how can we get someone really understanding the value of what we do? And so we did two things. The first thing, we actually did it in reverse, but I'm going to tell you about the way I would have done it. But anyway, so one of the things we did was create a free course, 100% free, zero cost, it didn't cost anything. But we spent the same time and energy creating it as we would a paid product. And granted, inside, it wasn't, I mean, yes, we spent the time and energy on it, but sure, there was more room to learn things. And there was definitely room to grow because it was still free. But it was a course. It wasn't a one-page PDF. It took us weeks to put together. And we saw thousands of new subscribers from that opt-in and continue to see new subscribers all the time.
Well, I think what's really cool about that strategy, and I want you guys to be thinking about how you could replicate this, even if your end result is not a course, asking yourself, okay, what is my end product? And finding something that's so related to that thing or very similar to that thing to offer for free. Because what we did by offering a free course is we got people signed up to our academy. and they are already going through content in a course format. So they are literally used to going through courses with us. So when we ask them to buy a course next time, they're already used to the platform. They already have an account. They're already like confident that the back end is going to look a certain way because they've already gone through it. They know how the content's going to be delivered. So it's already answering a ton of the questions that new people have when they're purchasing from someone new of like, okay, but how does this actually work? How does the paid product work? And so we're already checking those things off by offering it for free.
Mm-hmm. And then the second sort of strategy we did was take a rather inexpensive product, and we put so much value inside of it that we were getting people that would go from our $29 product to literally the next product they would buy was several thousand dollars.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what's funny about that is we created the content first, and then we're like, okay, how much do we want to charge for this? Because that's what we do. We focus on the price last, as you guys should as well. And we debate it like, okay, this is worth hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars. Like it could change people's business lives and organization, whatever. But it's also one of those things that you don't really know how valuable it is until you have it and realize how life was before. And so we're like, you know what? Let's just not even overcomplicate this thing. We're just going to make it super freaking cheap. And we're going to get a shit ton of people through the door and a shit ton of people talking about it, bragging about it, and finding amazing results from it. And that's going to lead eventually to something bigger. And that's exactly what happened and continues to happen today.
So in case you're curious, it's TrelloForBusiness.com. You can definitely go check out our inexpensive Easy Yes. It's a $29 course. And we've literally had thousands upon thousands of people go through this program, and it's generated tens of thousands of dollars of profit for our business, literally on autopilot, because we've never launched it as part of a webinar. We've sent maybe half a dozen emails about it in a year.
Yeah, maybe.
And, you know, yes, we bring it up, like, because it's so easy to bring up.
Right.
We bring it up because we're so proud of it. It's something that we really genuinely care about. And our friends bring it up and other podcast hosts bring it up.
Yeah. It's that social proof I was talking about where others take it and realize, holy crap, this thing was so cheap and it gave me this amazing results. Like you, everyone needs to go see it and everyone needs to go buy it. And it's just one of those things that's so easy for people to authentically share because even if you get behind a $1,000 or $2,000 or $10,000 program, right? Even if it freaking changed your life, it's kind of hard for you to be like, oh my God, everyone should go buy this. Because you know, not everyone maybe has a spare 10 grand, right? And so you're going to like selectively choose the people who you might recommend that product to, or you're going to like talk about how great it was for you, but it's not going to be one of those hard sells. I've never seen more people like hard sell this $29 program for us like I have with Trello for Business. I mean, the people who like ask a question about it in our group or someone else's group and like the amount of comments that come flooding in about like, don't even like question it. You need to go get it. And here's why. Like paragraphs upon paragraphs of stories of what people's lives were like and how they were after taking Trello for Business. So it's just funny because it's easier to share when you know it's inexpensive for yourself and for the people you're recommending it to. So if you can create those kind of results for something free and for something very inexpensive, that's the exact same kind of social chatter that you're going to have around your product.
And it obviously it takes time to do that. Like it took a year to get that kind of momentum. If we had done it, and we've said this before, if we had put this out, you know, in the first couple months of business, it would not have had the same power and oomph that it did for our business. It made more sense for us to focus on quality free opt-ins and content and more expensive programs and one-on-one time with us so that we could bring in the income we needed to thrive and support our families and business. And we brought it on not as a moneymaker, but literally as part of our sales funnel to get someone from a free product to opting into one of our more expensive paid products.
Well, and I think that's exactly how y'all should be looking at your give, give, give. You will feel more confident in giving away the kitchen sink when you know what it's leading to. So if you're just creating opt-ins or just creating e-courses or podcasts or whatever it may be, right? And you're like, I'm just doing it because that's what everyone says I should be doing. And I'm creating this opt-in and I'm putting all the information in it. But you're not actually leveraging the people who you're getting signing up for those things. Then that's when you're going to really feel like it's not working for you and that you are giving too much away. So I encourage you to, you know, map out your funnel. What's your free thing? What's your easy yes? What's your middle ground product or service? And then what's your higher end thing? And as long as all of those make sense and that they're in that kind of hierarchy, you're going to be much more inclined to throw all of your energy and all of your, you know, knowledge inside those lower tiers because they're getting more and more people. They're getting their eyeballs on your paid products faster and quicker.
So if you're like still struggling with, okay, I get it. I'm going to give it all away. But like, how do I decide like where to draw the line? Don't decide.
Don't. Yeah.
I know this sounds crazy, but we have shared pieces of our paid program for free. Like all the time.
Yep.
Like for instance, our free Marry Me method has been part of multiple paid programs. And of course we dive into it deeper and go into the psychology of buying and selling and sales funnels and what are those and yada, yada. But it's still part of a paid program. Mm-hmm. And yet we still talk about it on the outside for free. And here's the thing. People are willing to pay, whether you believe it or not, people are willing to pay for the fast approach. They're willing to pay for you to give them the quick start, the jump ahead version. Mm-hmm. And even if they could find literally 100% of what you have in your paid product out in your own offering for free, I don't care if 100% of it is available for free somewhere.
Yeah.
You can still package it all up and make it for sale.
And yeah.
I know that sounds weird. And you're like, why would someone pay for that if they can find it all? Because they literally don't know where all of it is.
Right.
They don't have the time to go looking for it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to curate it in an order that makes sense, that's logical, that's going to give them knowledge that they wouldn't otherwise have.
Yeah, we know a bunch of, you know, big name peeps who've been blogging for years and took the actual blog post of theirs, like copied and pasted, and maybe beefed it up a bit, added some intros, added maybe some homework or whatever. Like it's a little bit different, but literally just like, oh, here's 10 blog posts, copy, paste it into an ebook or into an e-course, and I'm gonna put some money on it and sell it. And you can buy it all right here together. And you don't have to go searching. And they sell those things often. And so it's not trickery and it's not lying. It's literally just different people want to take in content in different ways. And either you're willing to be the person who's Googling and DIYing and hacking and figuring it out. And I don't say that in bad terms. We've been there. Like we've done that with a lot of parts of our business. Or you're at the point where you're like, you know what? I'm just going to trust someone who's proven to me that they can provide me results. And I'm going to pay the thing, like buy the thing from them in order to get the results faster. And that's it.
It's really that simple. I mean, we could go on for days about why this makes sense or why you should be doing it. Instead, I think you just need to try it. I want you to put your guard down. I want you to stop saying no. Mm-hmm. And I want you to just let go and give it away and stop hesitating. And the moment you do, I promise you, you will be so shocked by the response you're getting from your audience and the results you start seeing right away.
And I think that when you do that, you also kind of free yourself from feeling icky about holding some stuff back and giving some stuff. No one likes to feel that when it comes to their products anyways. So I encourage you to truly erase those boundaries and those lines, right? And truly just show up to the people whose lives you know that you can change today with something that you can put out there. And then trust me, the rewards that you will reap because of that attitude, because of that mentality, and because of that business foundation are going to blow your mind.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.